Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter on Bible Answers. Bible Answers is sponsored by the Biblical Church of God and is designed to bring you the answers for today's Christian living. What do you know about the things of your religion? How do you know what the plan of God really is? Why are you here? What is human life for? Where are you going? Why is the world in the mess that it is in? And is there any real solution to it? Or are we set on a course that is so inextricably locked in to the end that there is no way that it can be reversed? And if it can't be reversed as far as the whole of the world is concerned, then what is God going to do about that? How did this all begin? Have you ever wondered? Let's go back to the beginning of the Bible. And that's really the place to begin, because that's where humanity got themselves in trouble in the first place. You know, in the beginning, God created everything, and He created everything perfectly by His command, by His word, and He brought it into existence. And when it came time to create man, let's see what God said, because in this then is a tremendous purpose and lesson for all humankind. And you know, God did not start out with the creation of human beings so that it would end up this way. In some ways, it's the choice of mankind. In other ways, it's not the choice of mankind, that is, those of us at this end of the historical spectrum of human existence. But nevertheless, going back to the beginning and to see how things began, and what God did, and what really happened with our first parents, Adam and Eve, then I think we can get a perspective as to where we are going, where we are headed, and what is really the solution to the problems that we find in the world today and in our lives. Genesis 1 and verse 26, "And God said, let us..." Now there's a very tremendously important lesson for us right there. God didn't say, let me. He said, let us. Who are the us? Have you ever wondered about that? Have you ever thought about that? Do you know who the us referring to here really is? You know, all the way through the Bible reveals that there are two in the Godhead, and that is the God family. Because the Hebrew here for God is Elohim, which means more than one God. And the Bible reveals Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of the Old Testament, and God the Father. And those are the only two that are revealed. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ, in John the 17th chapter, revealed. Let's just take a minute. And let's go to John 17 and let's see exactly what the Bible has taught. Let's see exactly what Jesus Christ said. Let's see exactly what has been revealed in the Bible, because when we come to the point of knowing and understanding what the Bible has to teach for us, we are going to find that the Holy Spirit is not the third person in the Godhead. We're actually going to find that the Holy Spirit is the power of God and not a person. The God family is not a trinity. And that may come as a shock and surprise to a lot of people who think that God is a trinity. Well, let's see what Jesus said. John 17 and verse 3. It says, "And this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God." Now, do you catch the significance of that statement? Because by saying the only true God, he's also saying that there are false gods and there are false religions, and those religions are still here today. And that's what we're going to find out in the programs where they began. So Jesus said that this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, it doesn't say Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God the Father and Mary the Mother of God. Now, that may come as a surprise to a lot of people, but it doesn't say that. It just does not say that at all. And I think that we need to know and understand another teaching right out of the pages of your Bible. And unless it is in the Bible, and that's the reason for the Bible Answers program. And the Bible Answers program motto is, man shall live by every word of God. Unless it comes out of the Bible, it isn't from God, though it may be religious. If someone comes along and tells you this is a traditional teaching of our church, well, then that means that that is the teaching of men and has absolutely no standing theologically with what God has to say and teach, with what God wants us to live by. Now, here's another surprise as far as religion is concerned. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5, it says, for there is one God, just exactly as we were at in John 17, and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. It doesn't say that Mary is the mediatrix between God and man and Christ and the Father. Now, there are an awful lot of people who believe that is so. But nowhere in the entirety of the Bible does it show any other mediator than Jesus Christ. And you need to know and understand and realize that. And you need to come to understand the way that's in the Bible. So when we go back to Genesis 1 and verse 26, and it says, let us make man in our image. After our likeness, God has a reason and purpose for it. Let's go back there. Genesis 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And so all human beings, regardless of what we would call in the way of race or ethnic grouping, are all made in the image of God. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God gave dominion of the whole world to mankind. Who is responsible for the way that the world is today then? Mankind is, because God gave that responsibility to human beings. Now, verse 27, so God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female. Now, that doesn't mean that there are male and female gods, as a lot of ancient civilizations like to believe, but you know, a lot of the ancient pagan religions now have Christian trappings over them, and they're really not Christian. Let me ask you a question. If you had a Rolls Royce and someone came along and put a label on there saying this is a Chevrolet, is it a Chevy or is it a Rolls? Does changing the label change what it really in fact is? Of course not. Well, it's the same way with the religions of most people. It's the same way with the old pagan philosophies of the ancient religions. They're still the pagan philosophies of ancient religions. You cannot call them Christian if they are not Christ. You cannot say that they have come from God if they did not come from God. And we're going to learn that in this lesson or the next one, right out of the pages of your Bible. And so God, in verse 28, blessed mankind. God wanted life to be a blessing. God wanted life to be happy. God wanted life to be good. God wanted life to be fine. And the ultimate destiny of all human beings is that they can enter into the God family and be as Jesus Christ is. And we're going to see that this is the reason why there is the problem in the right and the wrong religions. And there are only two ways. There's the way of God, and there is the way of Satan and this world. And we're going to find out about one that the Bible calls Satan the devil. But let's finish this right here. And God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves. And God saw, verse 31, that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And so that was the creation of man. And you know that Adam was made of the dust of the ground. You know that he was formed of the earth, and that Eve was formed out of one of his ribs. And I think there's a tremendous lesson there for all men and all women to learn. God didn't create one inferior to the other. But there has to be some order in some sense, because no one can serve two masters. And that's why God put the man in charge. It's just very simple. It doesn't give him the authority to abuse his wife or abuse his children or anything like that. But it's the same way that God has given, that there be order, that there be dignity, that there be love, that there be direction in every family. Now, when God created the man, we go to chapter 2 and verse 7. The eternal God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, that's what man is. He does not have a living soul in the way that most people think of the immortality of the soul. Man is a soul. Now, let's use another analogy so we can understand it. If you have a coat, you have a coat, correct? You are not a coat. If you are a coat, you do not have a coat. So it's the same way with trying to understand one of the lying deceptions of wrong religion, which says that you have an immortal soul and that you are an eternal, ever-living creature, because that is not true. The Bible shows everywhere that the one that sins will die, and it says that the thoughts perish in the day of death. So then where did this deception come from? Well, let's continue on and see. Because God then planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the eternal God every tree to grow that was pleasant to the sight and good for food. And the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so this is where the choices of mankind began. Began right there with Adam and Eve, and began right there with the first human beings, and they had a tremendous responsibility to the direction and the course of all humanity. And they have a responsibility into the reason why the world it is the way it is today. And we have to live with that, and we have to suffer by that because of what other people did. And somehow, most people don't think that's fair, but that's just the way that it is, and that's why there is Jesus Christ to offer the way out. That is why there is God's way to show what is true and right and good and holy and perfect and how we ought to live our lives. And that is really from the tree of life rather than the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the eternal God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Man be able to have free access to the things that God has provided. God intended man to be able to have a way of life that would be good and right and fine and true. And still, that desire of human beings is there today. Everyone wants life to go well and fine and good for each individual, don't we? Every one of us. And yet the contradiction of all the evil around us on every hand, and it has to come right back here to the beginning of mankind with Adam and Eve. And of course, God put there the tree of life. And these two trees symbolize the way of God in the tree of life, which would lead to eternal life, which would lead to the good and the fine things in this life and life forever. And then there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which then represents the way that mankind would go according to his own way. But it represents more than just that. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil then represents the way that Satan would lead mankind. Now, since God created man as free moral agency, he is to choose. And in choosing means that there can be a right way and a wrong way. There can be good, there can be evil. And if they would choose life, that they would live, then the whole world today would have been far, far different than the way we see it now. And so when God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he said, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat," which then included the tree of life. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die." And we are going to see that these are some of the very basic tenets of New Testament Christianity. And we will see that some of these problems, such as knowledge, and didn't we have a philosophy called the Gnostic philosophy in the days of Christ? Yes, we did. And we still do today, and we still have those secret societies and organizations which teach mystical knowledge. That is exactly the same thing that was going on back in the days of Adam and Eve. Because you see, every one of us has our own little Garden of Eden, if you look at it that way. And each of us have to choose, just like Adam and Eve did. Now let's analyze this and see what happened. First of all, God said, "In the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die." Now the New Testament doctrine for that is, the wages of sin is death. Now, do you know what sin represents? Sin represents breaking the commandments of God. Anytime a person breaks a commandment of God, that is sin. And so this is exactly what it's talking about here, because the wages of sin is death. So Adam and Eve, in refusing to follow the commandments of God, sinned. Now let's see how that took place. Let's see exactly what happened, and I think we're going to learn some things that maybe you have never understood before in your entire life. Genesis 3 and verse 1. "Beast of the field which the eternal God had made. And he said unto the woman," this is the serpent did, "Yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Notice how the temptation came. And what we need is that Satan is the one who wanted to become God. So what we really have, in fact, is this. We have God creating Adam and Eve, giving them the way that they ought to live, and then Satan, the devil, who wanted to become God, coming and saying, "No, here is the way to live." Because you see, the ultimate destiny of humankind, according to the plan in the Bible, which I'll just summarize right here for the sake of the program, is that human beings were created after the image of God so they could become after the likeness of God, after the God family, after the God kind. And Satan, the devil, was saying, "You can do it my way, rather than God's way." And Satan the devil is the master conspirator. He is the one who is deceiving the whole world. And we really need to realize and understand and grasp that. And we really need to realize and understand and grasp that as a fact. And so he comes with his subtleties. And he said, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? What did God say? Well, let's go back and read it. And the eternal God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you shall freely eat. So Satan is challenging God. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. So here is the lie. Mankind is eternal. Mankind is already God. That's what he's saying. That's exactly the same thing that has been in every religion from the time of Adam and Eve down to this present day. He said, you shall not surely die. Now, how many people believe that if they die, they either go to heaven or they go to hell or they go to purgatory? The Bible shows they go to the grave. And after that, the resurrection and judgment. When you're dead all over. And the Bible shows that your thoughts perish in that very day. But Satan said, you shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day that you eat thereof. Now, this is the same philosophy that has been in every pagan religion from the time of Adam and Eve down to now, has been that God has been withholding knowledge from you. God didn't tell you the truth. And Satan is coming and saying that I will tell you the truth. But he doesn't. See, the greatest deception of all is to make a lie look good, sound good, appear to be right. And people will believe it because human beings feel that they are right anyway in everything that they do. So it makes an absolutely perfect setup for Satan the devil to come and say, and perpetrate the lies of his way and his religion. So he said, and God knows that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall know. Let's take that again. Your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, there's something that we need to really understand and realize, and that is this. Human beings cannot be God in the flesh. And that's what Satan was saying. He said, you will be as God. That is, now you shall be as God, knowing good and evil, to determine what is right and what is wrong. And this is the lie that has been perpetrated on all human beings ever since. And actually what we have is this. Satan the devil represented himself as a god and said, you can become God my way. But there's only one way to enter into the God family, and that is God's way. Because after all, God is supreme and God is righteous and God is our creator and maker. And he is the one who has formed us. He is the one who has a purpose for human life. Satan, the devil, hates God's way and hates God's truth and hates what is in the Bible because that is defeating against him, and he knows that his day is coming. Did you know that your Bible says of Satan, the devil, that he is called the God of this world? Which God do you worship? What is your religion? How do you know that yours is right? How do you know that you are worshiping God? How do you know that you are following the commandments of God? Unless you reach into your Bible and study in your Bible and follow what God says. Remember, Jesus said, man shall live by every word of God. And there are false religions and counterfeit religions, and Satan the devil
there making it look good, sound good, taste good, feel good, giving spiritual and sensual experiences that reaffirm what people are doing in their own minds is right. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. It says that if the gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost, or that is those who are being lost because they're following the wrong God, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. And how do you know that you really believe in Jesus Christ? And what does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? You know, the Bible has an awful lot to say about that. Because there are a lot of people who have been deceived and think that they know, but they really don't, because they have been told by Satan's philosophy on his day with his religion what his version of counterfeit Christianity is. Back in Genesis 3, it talks about what is traditionally known as the fall of man. But you see, man, even in his fall, that was not the first fall, because there was another and a greater fall of Satan the devil, because there was a time when Satan was not Satan. But when we come to the point of Genesis 3, we find that he is, and he is contradicting God and telling people things about God that are not so. Now, have you ever had a religionist tell you things about God that are not so? Have you had them tell you, well, you can't believe in the Bible because it's a myth? Have you had them tell you, well, all of these things in the Old Testament are just mystical interpretations, and it's a myth to convey a truth? Now, you think about it for a minute. A myth is what? A lie. Can a lie convey truth? God's way is true, then why does God need myths to explain the truth? When the truth is truth, and it will stand pure. Now, you need to think about that for a minute. How many times have you heard religionists argue against the Bible when the Bible says very plainly, very clearly, certain things are so? And then a minister will come along and say, no, that is not so. God says, let's just give it a test, keep my commandments. And those are the words of Jesus Christ, aren't they? Have you ever heard a religious person say, you don't have to keep the commandments? God says, man shall live by every word of God. Have you ever heard a religionist say, well, you just live any way that seems right to you because you're under the grace of God? Bless you, my son. Did that come from God? Where do people get their religion? Basically, here's a rule of thumb. That if there are people who are supposed to be religious teachers, which teach contrary to the teachings of the Bible and try and use the Bible to justify the contrary teachings, God didn't send them. And that's exactly the same thing we find in Genesis 3, that Satan came and said, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not surely die, but you shall live forever. And isn't that the same thing that is told today? Doesn't matter how you live, because you are an immortal soul, and you are now a God, and you are now having the capacity as God, as part of the center of the universe. The same old pagan religion that began with Satan the devil. And here is the lie. For God knows that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. In other words, being able to judge for yourself what is right. Judge for yourself what is true. Judge for yourself what is good. Listen, human beings, apart from the Word of God, cannot make a proper judgment as to morality. And all you have to do is just peruse and study the societies and civilizations that are in the world and have been in the world, and you will find that every evil that has ever been perpetrated against a human being has been justified as acceptable conduct. And this is Fred Coulter. Until next time, the same time, same station, saying goodbye, everyone.
The Canadian Office, Post Office Box 125, Brockville, Ontario, K6B5B2. Australia, GPO 1574, Sydney, 2001. Auckland, New Zealand, Post Office Box 242, Waihai, 2981. Nigeria, Post Office Box 1174, UYO, that is UYO, 520001, Akwa, Imbom State, Nigeria, West Africa. United Kingdom, Post Office Box 8224, Whittam, CM81WZ. Republic of South Africa, Post Office Box 2624, Willoor, WILRO, Park, Republic of South Africa, 1731.